Bread and butter wines pair with the life moments you love, offering a rich and jammy Cabernet Sauvignon, a silky smooth Pinot Noir, and a buttery Chardonnay. Bread and butter wines are delicious. Find bread and butter wines in your favorite store.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
For today's second date update, we got an awesome email in. I don't really know the full story, but from reading it, it seems like this dude, Ronald, took a girl named Carrie to a PTA meeting and they got hammered.
What?
That's what I'm talking about.
Tell me more.
I had no idea they did that at PTA meetings, and I don't have a kid, but I think I need to start going to more PTA meetings.
Yeah.
Sounds fun. Ronald, what's up?
Oh my God, he does sound like a drunk dad. You're right.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I didn't really understand the full story from your email. All I got was PTA meeting and drinks, and I was like, dude, I'm in. When's the next one?
Well, no, I mean, maybe we should actually start bringing alcohol to some PTA meetings. They do get kind of boring. But that's not quite exactly what happened.
Going to tell us that you went to the PTA meeting and then you went to drinks after?
Yes, that's the normal course of events.
Boring, Ronald.
Yeah, geez, that's lame. At least go to drinks before the PTA meeting.
That's not a bad idea, yeah.
So what happened? What is the story with your email?
Okay, so I met this woman. Her name's Carrie. That part is right. We both have children. We're both single parents.
Okay.
Our kids both go to the same school, and I met her at a PTA function. We were put in charge of a portion of an event, a fundraising event for the school.
Mm-hmm.
So we got paired up. We're handling our portion of the event, and so, of course, you know, we're working together for a few hours and, like, really get to know each other. So after the event was over, I decided to ask her out for, like, a celebratory drink. Kind of like that, like, kind of a date, but not really a date.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Right. If she didn't like you, you could pull out and be like, oh, I just met his friends. Whoa.
Exactly. I didn't want to put too much pressure on her, you know.
Okay.
But we did. She said yes. So we went out to a nearby bar where they supplied alcohol. I didn't have to bring it myself.
Thank you.
Did it turn into a date, or was it more of just an actual celebratory drink?
From my perspective, I thought it turned into a date.
Okay.
It was away from all the other parents, away from the kids, just being on our own, two adult people in an adult establishment, I mean, a bar. That could have gone the wrong way. A bar.
An adult establishment?
Yeah.
Hey,
let's leave this PTA meeting and go to an adult club. What do you think? We're adults. Let's do what adults do.
Well, Ronald.
But no, so we go to the bar. We had, you know, like, more in-depth conversation. And she's really witty. She's very career-oriented. She loves her job. She works really hard. Like, she was, like, a really good mom. She's a good person. And it was, like, a lot of fun to be around.
My gosh, Ronald, you should write her resume.
Yeah. I really think she's great.
Yeah.
Except for her communication skills, because she's not calling you back tonight.
Well, yes. I mean, we have spoken since the date at other meetings and around the school, and I've asked her out, but I did that only through text. She hasn't said no, and she's not giving me any vibes that she's, you know, is definitely not interested, but I feel like she's hesitant to actually say yes.
Wait, what did she respond to you when you texted her asking her out on a real date? What was her text response?
She didn't really forthrightly answer my text question. She said that she would look forward to seeing me at the next PTA function, but she never, like, directly answered my question.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like she's saying no
without
those words.
I mean, I can understand that, you know, why she's trying to be nice to me, maybe a nice brush off, but we had such a good time, and it seemed like we did kind of connect a little bit. And I know it's hard for, you know, divorced parents to, you know, find a connection, like an adult connection with another person.
Yeah.
And I don't want this one to slip away. Like, I really feel like Carrie and I have at least a shot at something that we both, you know, haven't had in a while.
And
have you tried showering her kid with gifts?
What? No.
Just out of the blue, get the kid to like you, and then she's forced to deal with you probably, you know?
I mean, I have a hard enough time showering my kid with gifts. I don't know if I can afford a second child already.
Well, you only have to buy gifts long enough until she sleeps with you, and then you're fine.
Gosh.
You know, a month or two, maybe.
Boom!
That is horrible.
Yeah, I don't think Ronald rolls that way, man.
Okay.
Now, Ronald, I forgot to ask, did she give you any indication other than just your guys' great conversation that she was romantically interested in you while you guys were out to drinks?
Actually, while we were at the bar drinking, the bartender at one point came up to us and said, excuse me, sir, but would you and your wife like to order? She said, no, we're not married. But then I quickly kind of said, like, oh, but this is our dating anniversary. And she laughed. But then we got, like, you know, we got some free drinks and stuff. And special for the rest of the night.
Nice.
Hey, that's nice.
Yeah, which technically is true. You know, it was an anniversary of the first night.
It was the first night, but okay.
Yeah, so there you go. So, you know, we had a really good connection. We had a great conversation. And I feel like there is something more there.
Okay, well, we'll play a song and then come back and get your second date update, all right?
Great. Thanks, man.
Yeah, man, hang on.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
Right in the middle of a second date update, and Ronald is on the phone, and he wants to call Carrie. And Ronald, before I give a recap of the date and everything else, I've been getting messages lately on social media from people who go, hey, Jubal, you never say that you like anybody. You always sound like such a jerk. So, Ronald.
Yeah?
Out of obligation, I want to tell you, I like you.
That sounded so sincere.
Backhanded.
And I hope this is a really successful second date for you there.
That was hard, wasn't it, buddy?
It was a little difficult, but I'm glad I did it. And Ronald, you're probably pretty pumped too.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you can tell how pumped he is.
Yep.
All right.
Just to recap, Ronald met Carrie at a PTA meeting. They actually worked on a project together, and then after, he invited her out for a celebratory drink. They had fun, but now she's not committing to another date with him, and he wants to know why.
Ronald, now, it does sound like maybe Carrie isn't romantically interested in you yet. Do you think you can convince her on a second date that you are, I don't know, sexy?
I hope so. I mean, I think we're attracted to each other. I mean, it's just a matter of, I guess, being comfortable with the idea of dating another parent at the school your kid goes to.
Yeah, I could see that. It'd be risky, man.
Plus, how do you go to a PTA meeting with your significant other and not make out the whole time? Right?
You know, I never thought about that.
Yeah.
So look at all the angles. All right. Well, I'm going to dial her number right now and see if we can get her on the phone and find out what's going on, okay?
All right.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Carrie, please?
This is she.
Carrie, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show in the morning.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of it?
I don't know how you got my number, but...
Yeah.
No, sorry. I'm just a little like... I have heard of it. I don't listen to the radio all that much, so...
Okay, well... Congratulations. You're about to be on it because we do a segment on our show called The Second Date Update. And Ronald, he's a dude that you met in your PTA meetings, said that he really enjoyed going out to drinks with you the other night, but it seems like you don't want to see him again.
No, I mean, I had a nice time with him when we went out, but I don't know, you know, I don't know.
He sounds like a really nice guy. And he emailed us, you know, because he feels like maybe he did something wrong or you don't feel the same about him, but he really liked you. So is there a reason you don't want to see him?
I don't know. I just don't know that it's a good idea to, like, date another parent from my kid's school.
So I could see how that's valid, that you don't want to complicate things at your child's school. But also, as a woman, if you really like someone, you wouldn't care that much, I feel.
Yeah, I don't know.
A little bit of a nervous laugh there, though.
Yeah.
I think it makes me feel like there's something else.
Okay. So honestly, the real reason is, I mean, he was a nice guy, but another parent had warned me sort of about him.
What?
And yeah.
Warned you?
Warned you about what?
Well, she kind of warned me, or this person warned me about him, and then I found out that the other parents at the PTA were talking about us. Like, he was telling them.
Huh?
He was telling them what? What do you mean?
It just, the stuff that she was telling me, it didn't make sense to me at the time, but now it sort of does. Like,
okay, but we weren't in on that conversation, so we have no idea what the stuff is. Can you tell us what the stuff is?
I really just don't want to embarrass him.
Okay, well, that's valid, but Ronald, by the way, is a good friend of mine, and he doesn't mind being embarrassed. He also is the one that asked for us to do this, and we tell everybody, if you're going to do a second date update, you might hear something that you don't want to hear. So he's prepared.
Yeah, and I'm sure he wants to know what other parents are saying about him at the PTA meeting. I know I would want to know.
Okay. Well, when we got drinks, he was really interested in my work. And I, at the time, was great. But, yeah, he was just really interested. He was overly interested in my work and asking me a lot of questions about my job. And
he said that you were, like, an awesome career woman, and that was something that was really attractive to him.
Right. But there's more to that. Like, the person told me that he's mainly interested in the benefits of my work.
What do you do?
I work. Okay, I'm not trying to brag. I work for a really well-known company.
Okay.
And I do really well for myself. I'm very fortunate. And it was basically told to me that he's using me for my benefits. Like, I get 100% medical and dental. Oh. I get free vision.
Like, those kind of benefits.
Like, actual benefits.
Yeah, not sexual, not anything like that. Yeah.
Like, he wants better health coverage for his family, and he's willing to date someone to get it.
Well, yeah. Basically, yeah, that's exactly how it was put to me. And
a health digger. Wow.
Right. So now, like, all of those questions on the date made sense, because I was like, I've never been out with somebody that's this excited about what I do. Like, as soon as I said the company, he was like, all over it.
Oh, really?
So they give you dental and vision there? Is it like an 80, 20? Yeah. Like, what's the percentages? That's crazy.
Right. I know. They treat us really, really well. So, yeah, I don't know if that must be a huge issue for him, but I really don't want to be somebody's benefit wagon.
Oh,
you know what
gosh.
I mean?
Okay,
yeah.
But what if, though, he just really, really liked you, and then that was just kind of a bonus to him?
I don't know. I prefer if he thought I was really charming, really beautiful. Like, this shouldn't even be it should be sort of like a bonus. It shouldn't be a priority.
Yeah, I think that he does feel that way, but, you know, we should just ask him. Hey, Ronald, do you think that she's also beautiful and has a great personality?
Ronald?
Yeah, Ronald's on the other line listening to this conversation and wants to talk to you.
Hi, it's Ronald. Hello.
Oh, my God, guys.
No, I mean, I apologize. If that's how everything came off and that's what you were hearing about me, I mean, I do
what?
Like your benefits. I don't see what the huge issue is about it because, you know, as Brooke said, like that, your benefits package is a part of who you are as a person and like where you are in life.
Oh, my God.
Now you're digging your hole deeper, Ronald. That's not what you're supposed to be saying to recover right now, man.
Oh,
so you're admitting that it is for the benefit?
No. I'm saying that it's like you said, it was like it's a bonus. I mean, I really enjoyed spending time with you, but like, you know, we have kids, you know, we have responsibilities and stuff. And the fact that you are very well taken care of at your job, it is a wonderful bonus to who you are as a person.
Oh, no.
Yes. All right, but
besides
maybe
all of the other awesome stuff about you.
God.
I don't know. I don't know how I feel about a guy telling me, like, basically, like, I'm going to be taken care of for the rest of my, like, I don't know. I want to be taken care of.
Well, the good news is, with your benefits from your company, we'll both be taken care of.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
No,
that is true. So, Carrie, I think you should think about it. Would you like to go out with Ronald again on a second date? We will pay for it. Again, something else you guys are getting for free, and then you can see if Ronald is really only interested in your benefits.
All these benefits.
Carrie, wait, before you answer, like, I know everyone gets obsessed with love, and people really want to focus on that, and that's great, and that's part of it. But the thing is, like, eventually, love's not going to pay the bills. Like, like, looks will fade and stuff like that, but, like, benefits are forever.
I can't believe
okay.
it.
Okay. Okay. Ronald.
Yeah.
I appreciate what you're, you know, trying to do, and think you're a nice guy, and I'm sure we'll continue to have fun at the PTA meetings, but I feel like that's where maybe it needs to end.
Oh. I feel like she's
he didn't get you with your dental coverage is sexy.
Yeah.
He didn't, and I'm sure there's some girl out there that will love that, but for me,
it's a little too practical, maybe.
Oh.
Right, you know, I would prefer my lips or something, like, but you have dental.
Carrie, all the other stuff, you know, we can do that. That's something we can grow and learn and it can happen naturally. I'm not saying I wouldn't be a part of that. I do think you're beautiful. And we can stay beautiful together with all of the health benefits you have.
All right, Ronald, I don't think it's going to work for you, man. I don't think Carrie wants to go out with you again. But
I was just trying to be practical and honest. I mean, that's all I'm trying to do.
I appreciate your honesty. I don't think Carrie wants to date you, though.
No, and I, at the end of the day, do appreciate it as well, but it's a definite no for me.
Okay, there it is.
So, Ronald, I wish you all the best. Good luck with everything. I'm sure you'll find your benefit, sugar mama.
All right, thanks, Carrie. Well, Ronald, looks like you didn't get a second date, and also more bad news for you. Second date updates aren't covered under your insurance plan, so you're going to have to pay out of pocket for this. I'll send you a bill, okay?
Second date copay.
Wow, way to kick a man while he's down.
Don't get too hurt when you're down there, because, again, the insurance thing.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
Text in at 78592 that says, my company offers terrible health benefits. I guess what I need to do is just start looking for somebody to date who has good ones.
Oh, okay. Like
the guy in today's second date update. If you missed it, Ronald wanted to call Carrie. They met at a PTA meeting. She wasn't calling him back. He was confused. We got her on the phone, and it turns out that Ronald was actually more interested in her health benefits that she gets at her job than her.
No, wow. He said that it was an added bonus.
That's
true. Give him
true.
That, right?
But he wouldn't stop talking about her health benefits, so it makes me think he's just trying to find somebody to take care of him. Not really necessarily a gold digger.
Healthcare digger?
Yeah.
Do you go with that?
Something like that. Yeah. I don't know. Remember, if you want to do a second date update, all you have to do is email the show. We will call the person who didn't call you back. Moving 92 points.